Knowledge Products presents Science and Discovery, narrated by Edwin Newman. This is on Darwin and Evolution.
In London on November 24, 1859, a book was published with an unusually long title. It was called On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. All the copies were sold that very day. Its author, Charles Darwin, had written the scientific book of the century, perhaps the millennium. Darwin, born on February 12, 1809, was by 1859 already famous for his work in geology and biology. He had already written a very successful travel book entitled Journal of Researches, more popularly known as The Voyage of the Beagle. As Darwin tells us right at the beginning of The Origin of Species,
"When on board Her Majesty's ship Beagle as naturalist, I was much struck with certain facts in the distribution of the organic beings inhabiting South America, and in the geological relations of the present to the past inhabitants of that continent. These facts, as will be seen in the latter chapters of this volume, seemed to throw some light on the origin of species, that mystery of mysteries, as it has been called by one of our greatest philosophers."
Yet Darwin no more intended to discover the principles of evolutionary biology than Columbus had intended to discover America. In The Voyage of the Beagle, Darwin...